spend all that money in.
Does make a difference. I mean, it's actually.
Boomer wanders the halls at Immaculate Conception School in Morris, wearing a red vest that reads Therapy Dog in Training. He's a Great Pyrenees, so even at just a year old, he's already clocking in at over 100 pounds and sits nose to nose with kindergartners. Boomer's owner, school principal Stacy Swanson, says during the pandemic, they needed other ways to help students starting to return in person.
And so I started looking at possibly, because we can't afford a therapist for school or a counselor or any of that type of thing here in a Catholic school.
Doctors have found all sorts of new ways to utilize support animals as of late in physical and speech therapy and even in substance abuse programs. Swanson says Immaculate Conception uses Boomer in both ways therapy dogs are typically used in schools, stress relief and reading support. Boomer even got a picture on the staff page of the yearbook. Often high schools and colleges bring in dogs around final exams to let stressed out students pet their worries away. And with younger kids, the animals can give struggling students a comfortable way to practice reading with their furry friends as the audience. Trudy Delorier knows a thing or two about reading support. She's taught reading intervention to elementary school students for years, along with her golden retrievers Martha and Thelma Lou. COVID-19 kept the dogs at home for most of the year. Delorier tried bringing them into the school once or twice in the fall, but she said even the kids were hesitant because of safety protocols. The Goldens made their grand return this spring.
The kids needed it. You know, our kids didn't get to have soccer and, you know, all the special events that you have in your classroom.
Delorier says the kids weren't the only ones glad to have the dogs back. The overwhelmed teachers and staff needed it too.
So it was unspoken that it's a mental health issue or a mental health crutch for them. But I felt that more adults were coming in to see the dogs, especially at the end of the year.
The school expects by fall they'll be able to hold events again where they can bring in over a dozen therapy dogs, including Martha and Thelma Lou, for the kids to read to once a month. During the pandemic, digital therapy dogs also took off. Not animated images of dogs, but students reading to real therapy dogs over Zoom. Carol Euster is the head of Canine Reading Buddies in Northern Illinois. She says even she wasn't sure if it would work. If the kids can't touch her, even be in the same room as the dog, can they get the same feeling?
The kids love it. The parents love it. Keeps the kids motivated to want to read.
Euster says the virtual program expanded to up to 100 sessions a month by this spring.
When a child signs up, the team sends an email on behalf of the dog telling the child they're excited to hear them read, and there's a picture. And then when the session is over, the team sends an email from the dog.
She says the digital dogs aren't going anywhere either, even though they've been able to hold a few in-person events since.
Some of the kids that were our virtual readers actually came to read to the dog they've been reading to on Zoom, and that brought tears to the parents' eyes.
They're looking forward to getting back to the 20-plus suburban schools the Reading Buddies work with. She's not sure if there's going to be an increased demand for therapy dogs this fall, but she thinks elevating the conversation around mental health in schools does open the door for more ways to utilize dogs.
And maybe we'll see even more after the pandemic, where teachers go for training to be a handler for a service dog. And that service dog is on site, you know, in the counselor area when kids, you know, need support or they need to diffuse a situation that can be providing a calming moment for a child.
Not every dog is meant to be a therapy dog, but Euster says a dog with the right temperament can help create a positive school atmosphere for students of any age and their teachers. I'm Peter Medlin.